Okay. Eric Hess. Now, if you ask any kid, of course, this is the non-interesting part of the Megillah. Once Haman's out of there, but we'll see. But there's still plenty of important akudas. One point I don't think I mentioned last week is that which Ahasuerus orders Haman hung to lieu all of. Now, wait a minute. Isn't this a matter that it directly affects the king? You'd think Haman is a Mayer B'Malchus. So guess what? The law changed, and now the king is able to decide these matters himself. Who was it who advised the king to make that change in the law? Haman. So that's how Kodesh Baruch Hu pays back a Russia. The Russia himself becomes the instrument of his own downfall. Bayayim hahu, nasan amelech ha-chashverish lester amalko, espes Haman sayer ha-yehudim. So, the king wants to show how much, you know, he was upset he was at Haman. He gives Haman's entire estate to Esther. Now Esther, what is she going to do with Haman's house? So she wants to give it to Mordechai. But, you know, the chayetz chutzpah dik. You take a gift that the king gives you and give it to someone else, you know, that's shtuk chutzpah. So she wants to see if maybe Ahasuerus thinks about Mordechai, and then that will give her an idea of whether it's a prudent move to give Haman's estate to Mordechai. So that's the Hemshech of Mordechai, Bolothnei HaMelech, Ki Higid Esther Mahula. Esther formally introduces Mordechai to the king. Of course, the king knows about Mordechai. The king even knew that Mordechai raised Esther. What he didn't know is that Mordechai was her uncle. Of course, the fact that he was also, according to one sheet, to her former husband, that, of course, we're not going to tell the king. But upon him now that you're the uncle of the queen, coupled with the fact that you had saved the king. So look what the king does. He took the same ring from Haman's corpse. Apparently he was still wearing it on his finger. Now Haman, when he got the ring, it signified two things. A, that Ahasuerus was authorizing him to make the gzeir that Haman wanted. And two, as we know by Yosef, what does the Pasuk say in Chumash? That Paro gave his ring over to Yosef as a symbol that you are now the number two. So that was another aspect of Ahasuerus giving the Haman the ring. So now he removes it from Haman's hand and gives it to Mordechai. Mordechai, you're replacing Haman. Atasim Esther's Mordechai based on one, meaning now that Esther realized, well, if Ahasuerus just appointed him the new prime minister, so he won't take it as an insult if I now give him Beis Haman. Okay. Now, Vataysef Esther, Vatadabra Lefnei HaMelech, Vatipoy Lefnei Raglov, Vatayfk, Vatishchanin Loi. Then Esther pleads before the king. She falls to Ahasuerus's feet and she starts crying. Vatishchanin Loi. This is much more crying than she did when she originally asked Ahasuerus told him about Haman. Why? I mean, here, her intent was, she didn't yet say these words, as we'll see, but her intent was she wanted to plead that the king should revoke the gzeira. The gzeira of Haman is still in effect. Haman might be dead, but comes the 13th of Adar, the following year, the Goyim are going to kill out the Jews. That wasn't repealed yet. Now, why did she have to cry so much? Because she got scared. Look what Ahasuerus did here. He killed Haman, granted. And he gave her over the estate, and he made Mordechai the second command, but that's it. When Esther originally told Ahasuerus, Kinim Karnu Anivami, we're giving over to be killed. Did Ahasuerus do anything about that? No. Bumpakert, he's doing all these other things to save himself and say, in the Kinami, Esther, I paid my debt to you. I killed Haman. Yaitzayin. Esther said, Gevalt, if that's Ahasuerus' attitude, we're finished, because the Gzeir is still going to take place. So, Vayayishan HaMelech Esther Shavit Azov, the king extended the scepter, which means he's formally allowing Esther to state whatever it is that's bothering her. You might have the right to cry before the king without the scepter, but to speak before the king, you don't dare do so until he extends the scepter. And again, Esther is the master of how to make a request. Im al hamelech toiv, if it pleases the king. Vimotsasi chein lefonov, if I'm pleasing to the king. Vichosher hadover lefei hamelech, and if it's a proper thing for the king to do. Vitoiv ani be'enov, and I'm good in the king's eyes. For l'shoynes. Yikosev lehoshev es asfarim. Machasheves haman ben hamados v'agogi. Asher kosev l'abed es ehudim. Asher b'chol medinas hamelech. Please repeal the edict, all of the Sfarim. Haman had sent out Sfarim throughout the entire Medina, all the Medina Sachashverosh, to wipe out the Jews. I'm asking you to repeal that in Pasuk Gimel. Es Ra'as Haman Ha'agogi Veis Machashatu. Those are the two Lashonis. Ra'as Haman Ha'agogi, that was the edict he sent to all the nations. And Machashatu was his actual intent to kill them out. But here in Pasuk K, she only mentions the Machshava. Why? Because granted, Achashverosh, I understand that you don't want what you sent to the Hamon Am, that they should be ready to kill the Jews or whatever, to be ready on the 13th. You don't want to repeal that because it makes the king look bad. You made a gzera, the entire world sees it, and now we're revoking. It makes the king look bad. But I'm asking you only to revoke the part about that you put the Sarim. So revoking that doesn't seem so bad, because not everyone knows about that. And if you'll tie Achashverosh that it's enough that I'm going to live, meaning I'm not going to be affected, that's not enough. That's the next pasuk. Ki echachu chalvaro isi v'ro'a shayim tsasami. I'll be alive, that's not called living. How in the world am I supposed to exist seeing the total annihilation of my people? So she's telling them that saving the Jewish nation is a must if I'm to continue existing. I can't continue to exist. I'll go insane, Pashit, if Chas V'Shalom, the entire Jewish nation is annihilated. So you like me, I'm your wife, I find favor for you, that this is what's her logic. Therefore, a karchuk, you also have to agree to allow the Jewish nation to live. So Vayomer Melech Achashverosh Lester Malka Ula Mordechai Ehudi. He calls in Mordechai into the picture. As we'll see why in a minute. Hineves Haman Nasati Lester. Look, I've already given over Haman's estate to Esther. Vayso Tolo Al Eitz Al Shishachu Al Ehudim. And I hung him. Why? Because he was bad to the Jews. You see, I'm not a bad guy. He feels he's like being slighted here. Esther has to cry so much in order to. You know, he makes Achashverosh look sex as a cruel husband, unrelenting. Relax. I'm not a cruel person. Look what I've done already. V'atem. Tisful Ehudim katoiv b'neichem shem amelech. Now, you're worried about this other gzera? No problem. You can write a new gzera on behalf of the Jews, whatever you want. The chisvu b'tabas amelech, you'll seal it with the official royal signet. But if you want me to repeal the first gzera, that I can't do. Because law is law. You're not allowed to repeal the royal edict. I mean, I'm not willing to do that. You want to make a new gzera, I'm fine, no problem. But that's it. So Mordechai thinks of a gainus. What is he going to do? He's going to make a new gzera, but then the gainim are going to say, yeah, so what? We still have the first gzera. Why should we listen to any new gzera? So here's what Mordechai comes up with. This is the 23rd day of Sivan, which is 70 days after the first Gzeirah. Haman sent out, as we saw Pasuk before, he sent out the first Shluchim on Yud Gimel Nisan. This is some 70 days later. We'll see why that's significant in a minute. Mordechai now sends them back again to all of the Malchus Achashverosh, Medina, every single province, Medina, Kichsova, according to with each nation's script. The Japanese got it in Japanese. the Arabs got in Arabic, etc. Kifam Bam Koshono in their language, Galehud and Kifam Koshonim. Mordechai now treats the Jews as equals here. So the Jews also get a special letters in Lashon HaKodesh in their language, and their Ksav. Now, first thing we have to see is Haman, when he sent out his Shluchim, it just said the Ratzim. The Ratzim are foot runners. Mordechai also sends, as we'll see, on horseback. Mordechai's question is like this. Why didn't he send them out immediately? The moment you became the prime minister and now you have license from the king, send out the shluchim immediately. Because he knew, apiruch ha-kodesh, that there had to be 70 days of tikkun, connected to 70 years that they were in Malchus, that they were in Golus Bavel. That way they were able to rectify in these 70 days, the tshuva that they're going to do in those 70 days will be a tikkun, and that will help them, allow them to return to Eretz Yisrael for the tikkufa of the second Beis HaMikdash. That's the cheshbon of 70 days. Vayichtoy b'shem ha-melech ha-chashverosh v'yachton b'tabas ha-melech. So what does he write and sign with the king's signet? As follows, v'ishlach svar miyot ha-rotzim ha-susim reichvi ha-rechash ha-chashtorach ha-rachash ha-rachim. That's a certain type of camel, I think, of a very fast animal. He sends these shluchim on, you know, first-class service. Unlike Haman, who only sent them as footrunners, Mordechai sends them as fast as possible, using the fastest animals to transport them. Why? Because the moment those 70 days were done, Mordechai did not want the Jews to suffer even a minute longer than they had to. They were suffering all this time, fasting, etc. They thought that they were chas v'shalom going to be destroyed. So Mordechai wants them to alleviate their suffering. That's why he sends them out quickly with the new revision. What's the revision? And remember, he has to take care of the problem that you're not allowed to revoke the first gzeira. So asher nosan emelech la'yehudim asher b'chol ir v'ir. The king is allowing all the Jews in every city throughout the kingdom, lihikoyel v'lamod al-nafsham, they can gather together and defend themselves. Lahashmid larigul la'abed es kochelam medina atzarim oisam tafu v'nashim shlolam lovais. This doesn't make sense. Haman, we know, he made exer of shmad, and he wanted to kill them and destroy their bodies and plunder their property. Why is Mordechai putting that in? That's what he wants the Jews to do? Cremate the goyim? Shmad them? And steal their property? The answer is Mordechai realized, if I can't revoke the first gzeira, I could make it a seemingly small change so that it seems like it's still the first gzeira. So he had to use Haman's exact wording of lahashmid la'glabed u'shlolam lo'ivas. Not that that's what he wanted the Jews to do, but he had to preserve the original wording, and he just made a little hagah ki'ilu, that there was just one small change. Instead of the goyim killing out the Jews, it's really the Jews killing out the goyim. That's all. One small little change. Everything else is the same. B'yayim echad, this will all take place in one day. B'chol medinas ha-melech ha-chashverosh, b'shloish ha-sul ha-chadish ne-mosul ha-chadish adar. Same as before. But now Mordechai capitalizes on a major mistake that Haman made. Remember that Haman made two gzeiros. One, that he gave to the Sarim, and then a pashegen, a ksav, that would be like posters for all the Hamonam. Be ready for the 13th. And everyone doesn't know what that means. So Mordechai now capitalizes on that and says, I'll tell you now what it means. Pashegen haksov, linosing das b'chol medino, medino golo l'chol amim. Again, this will be what's put on the posters for everyone to see. V'liyos ha-yehudim asidim ayam azeh, linokem yaveyam. That's what he now publicizes. Jews, be ready to defend yourselves on the 13th of Adar. Haman did not tell the Hamonam what his real kavon is. Mordechai says, well, let me explain to you this what he meant. Oh, it's very geschmack. Harotzim roichvi orecha shrach ashtronim yotzu mevoyalem udchufi bedvar hamelech vados nitna b'shushan habira. Everyone's going out like mishugoyim. Why? Because, one, as we just said, Mordechai wanted to make sure all the Jews who are fasting, their stress and shar should be alleviated immediately. That's one reason he sent them out immediately. But another thing, he's worried, for all I know, these messengers are going to try to start, you know, putting their two cents. They're going to read the second Zera, and they say, wait a minute, there's a Steria with the first Zera, and they're going to dray a cup, and Mordechai says, forget it, just go out quickly. And as far as the deal here, Bidvar HaMelech, Mordechai was licensed to say this, the shame of the king. Just like with Haman, Maher, and if he delays, once he says Maher, so it's Morid B'Malchus, so to Mordechai saying, Bidvar HaMelech, go out quickly. Don't delay, don't try to put in the 2 cents, just go. Mordechai Yotza Milifnei HaMelech B'Levush Malchus, Chelis Fachur V'Teresov G'doyla. Mordechai goes out. Gruch explains all these lashonis of clothing is a reference to towels and tefillin. Haman was geyser that they shouldn't do mitzvahs. Mordechai now wears them. He's the prime minister. Imagine the prime minister of the world goes out the towels and tefillin proudly to show the Jews that we have nothing to fear anymore from Haman and his geyrus. But what's the smichus with Vados Nitna B'Shushan Habira? Because we could ask, Mordechai is mashmi, he only waited till now, till Sivan, to do this, to go out with his royal garments. Why did he do this immediately? Because he had to wait for everyone to undergo the 70 days of Tikkun, including Shushan. So the moment it came the 23rd day of Sivan, now Shushan, who obviously knew about all the Xeris first, they've completed their 70 days. Now Mordechai can go out with his Levush Malchus and they could celebrate. Laihudim hoysa oira v'simcha v'sos mikar. As I'll explain, this is oira z'tayra, simcha z'yantif, sos and z'mili, yakar z'tfilin, connected those things which Haman tried to be geyser on. Uvachom adin oledin ovechol ear v'ir. Mekayim asher dvar melchadosa magia simcha v'sos laihudim. So sure enough, after their 70 days of tshuva, now they see the repealed gzera, the new version, and of course, there is great simcha. But more than that, mishte v'yayim tov. We're going to discuss starting tomorrow when we do Perek Tes. Perek Tes discusses the Chag of Purim, how it was enacted l'dairis. But yet, one thing we have to know now is that there were two tekufis. There was what they did that same year, the celebrations that they made that same year when the Ness occurred, and starting from the second year when they formally adopted the Yom Tov of Purim. This first year, we see one of the important differences is that it was so ecstatic when they heard about how the Gezeirah was repealed, they made it mamish a Yom Tov, including an Isser Malacha. As we'll see, the Purim today, you're allowed to do Malacha, but that year, they made Purim a Yom Tov Gomor. Many of the common goyim were being misyahed. What does that mean? So Rashi says they were misgayer, they converted. But there's two problems. That one is that they may have tried to convert, but they would not have been accepted. During the time of David and Shlomo Emel, for example, they weren't accepting any converts. Because at that time, the Jews were number one. So, yeah, it's no clinch to want to be a Jew when the Jew is number one, for state. Try being a Jew when Unklus Hager, for example, when he converted. It was after the Churban Bayis Sheni, when the Jews were mamash rock bottom. That's Choshev. Or Rus, she became a convert when there was a famine in Eretz Yisrael. So that's very Choshev. But now, Jews are number one throughout the kingdom, thanks to Mordechai as the prime minister. They're not accepting converts. So the Gruch says, you know, Mesiada means they were pretending to be Jews. We have to, Mamish, put us, in order to appreciate the effects of the Ness, we have to put ourselves on the street. Could you imagine, Rabbi Sait, a world civilization with Goyim, forget about the French, you know, fashion designers, the in thing is you wear a Bekisha, mit der Streimel, and Sitzis, Shechazen Ish, and still in, I don't care if they're made of chocolate or whatever, as long as I look Jewish, just to make sure it's not in the summer, right? And this is how the world looked. Unbelievable. That, and to show that we shouldn't despair if we see that, you know, nowadays the Shteisach, it's not that way. But in a moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could mamish change things around to such a degree that all of a sudden people, instead of shouting Jew derisively, they're saying Jew, yeah! His mom is shouting and they applaud him as a Jew comes down the street. It's, if the Rabbi Shem wants, that's what could happen. The mom is in such awe of the Jews, they have to have a Jew giving them brachas. They can't start a business venture until they get a tudat kashrut, etc. And this, Bez Hashem, was the matziv of the Jews during that tekufa. So tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we'll see Perek Tes and how the Yontif of Purim was enacted today.